Fiona Kelly is here again with what it says in the papers.
The COP27 deal that will make wealthy countries pay trillions of euro. Legislation giving more power to employees who want to work from home, and the Irishman who scooped a top world rugby award. Those are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with that COP27 consensus, which was agreed in the early hours of yesterday morning following a difficult weekend of negotiations, that wealthy states, including the world's biggest carbon emitters, are to make payments to climate vulnerable countries. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that the number of Ukrainian people seeking accommodation here is expected to top 70,000 by the end of the year. Under new legislation from next month, employers may have to compensate workers with up to 4 weeks' pay if they don't give adequate consideration to their personal situation when dealing with requests for remote working. You can find out more about that on the front of today's Irish Independent. The Irish Daily Mail leads with that new report from the ESRI, which has found that Irish 9-year-olds are becoming less active. In 2012, 44% of children in that age group were playing sport almost every day. Now it's just 34%. The incident in which a teenage girl who was sitting in her father's car in Kilkenny City when it was stolen by a man who later died when he crashed the car on Friday afternoon is covered on the front of the Irish Sun. The girl who has special needs was airlifted to University Hospital Waterford, where she underwent surgery and has since been transferred to a Dublin hospital. Dale Fogarty, the man who died when he crashed the car, had a number of previous convictions. There's another Kilkenny-based story on the front of today's Irish Daily Mirror, which reports on the death of farmer Mary O'Shea from Piltown, who died after she was hit by the branch of a tree. Michael O'Toole reports that Mary's dog stayed by her side until her body was found by passers-by on Saturday. The Irish Daily Star leads with a story about a house in Drumuskin in County Louth, owned by a man who is serving a prison sentence in the UK for attempted sexual communications with a teenage girl online, which has just been put up for sale. The arrest of four men related to a PSNI operation into the criminal activity of UVF gang in Belfast generates the lead story in the Irish News. Glyn Brown, the first parent to raise the alarm over allegations of abuse of special needs residents at Muckamore Abbey Hospital in Antrim, has withdrawn his support for the official inquiry. That's on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. Yesterday's World Cup opening ceremony and kick-off game receives lots of coverage, with many commentators noting the disconnect between the two. In his piece in The Examiner, under the headline, "Money can buy the world, but not a win," Joe Callaghan writes that the tournament kicked off with a flash, a bang, and then the most underwhelming whimper. Elsewhere this morning, there's a piece in today's Independent about how small family-run butchers are closing at a rate of one every 3 days. They're being particularly hard hit by rising energy costs because of the amount of refrigeration needed in a butcher's shop. Also in The Independent, Yvan Murray has a nice story about how the statue of Patrick Kavanagh sitting on a bench on the banks of the Grand Canal inspired a similar statue that's just been unveiled of Virginia Woolf on the banks of the Thames in London. And finally, one of the stars of Irish rugby is pictured in a number of today's papers after winning a prestigious award over the weekend. Vander Fleer tops the lot in landing World Player of the Year, is the headline over a picture of the 29-year-old flanker in the Times.